Blog Talk Radio.
Concerts,
And she also gives away a lucky $25 gift certificate each week to someone that comes from this show and goes to her blog to participate in the information that she's sharing. And so without any further ado, hey, let me bring up Ms. Gail Walker. Hey, Gail, how you doing tonight? And happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you today. I tell you, as I always say, I am blessed and highly favored. But I just want to give thanks to God for bringing me through one more year. And he has been so faithful, and I am just so blessed to be here, you know, healthy and family healthy and working my Zamzu business that God has placed in my lap. And I'm just so grateful. It's been a beautiful weekend. Beautiful.
All right. So what's some of the things you've been doing for your birthday celebration? I mean, you know, hey, let us know what is out there that you're doing right now, just enjoying your life every day and all of that. I mean, hey, it's your birthday.
Oh, that's
so
right. Yeah. Well, yesterday, I went out to lunch with a good friend of mine. We've been friends since college freshmen. And we met downtown, and we went out to lunch at Sylvia's down in Harlem. Yeah, the famous Sylvia, you know. She's a member of the National Action Network. And she had left a meeting down there, and, you know, we met down there at Sylvia's and had a great meal there. And literally rolled myself home from that dinner. Literally rolled myself home, and you know, yesterday I had what was called a virtual birthday party, which I thank you for coming to. And
hey, I couldn't miss that. I mean, you know, I mean, especially since, you know, hey, this, what we doing? We on Blog Talk Radio tonight, and we doing virtual radio broadcast on. I couldn't miss your virtual birthday party. But anyway, go ahead. So how did that turn out?
That was really great. And some people were wondering, what is a virtual birthday party? Well, you know, I mean, just like you have virtual everything else, things are done on the internet. And I said, well, we're going to have a birthday party on the internet. And we had music playing, you know. I had some Stevie Wonder singing the happy birthday song. And I had one of my favorite songs by Sam Cooke, We're Having a Party. I played that.
Oh,
and
man.
And, you know, we talked a little bit about what was happening in Zamzu. I shared that with my guests and what have you. And the new products that we have, that we're having. And let me see what else we do. Well, of course. And what do you do at any birthday party you go to? What do you do afterwards? Pete, the guests always take something home. And my guests, they got to take something home because I had goodie bags for all of my guests. So all of my guests that came, they got a $25 restaurant.com certificate, and they got a sample of the new Ganovia coffee that we have. And for those who did not already have a free shopping website that just gives, and keeps on giving, they got one of those.
All right. That sounds so good. That sounds good, so good. Now, I mean, I didn't get mine, but I mean, I want some ice cream and cake. So I mean,
well,
you know,
see, I have to figure out how to do that over the internet. But you know, let me figure that out because I'm quite sure somehow we can work that out.
Yeah, no problem. We'll work on that. You know, I'm one of the old fashioned people. You know. Some nice, good old ice cream and cake would be fine for me. But anyway, but what you're saying is so valuable in terms of, you know, people being able to participate in something, and there's some things that people can plug into, and they can get something back and out of it. I mean, it's wow. I mean, you know, we're doing so much to just help transition people to a whole nother realm of life. And mm-hmm. as we talk about that, as we go through the show tonight, you know, what else would you like to share with people about that, you know, that transition process?
The transition in terms of business?
The transition process in terms of you're giving people something that enables them to participate in something where they're going to be able to get money back out of it, and you're just trying to just show them more ways to participate.
Let me tell you, there are so many ways with our product, ZamZoo. There are so many ways that you can create income. I mean, you can either, and I present it to people like this. I say, you know, you can either use this website just as a way to save money, because you certainly can. I mean, I've always been an avid coupon shopper and discount shopper, you know. And so if you're just looking, you know, to save your family some money just by shopping and using the coupon code and getting your cash back rebate, and getting the commission on what you're shopping for your family, and that's all you want to do it for, that's fine. The free agent position is perfect for you if that's what you need, you know. There's those who are free agents who are looking, well, you know, in addition to the discount shopping and saving money, they want to make a little money extra on the side, you know. And we have products available for that. I mean, we have quite a few products like Kids Safe, and now the Ganovia coffee, the energy product that we have, the ZamZoo energy, the Gina Alexander bag. So many of those products you can use to create residual income from, you know, of the travel. You can create residual income from. So we have people that step up their game and they use them. That's what we really focused on yesterday at the virtual party. And then we have those who really, really, really want to turn the afterburners on, and they really want to go after this like a real bona fide business where they can actually use take the tax deductions at the end of the year and what have you. And those are the ones that are the brokers. And the brokers, you know, they network and they share and they build a team and build a really huge bonus, you know, get bonuses and build a huge residual income and I mean, really work. And we have people who literally have retired from their day jobs based on the income that they received as brokers, you know. I mean, it's endless. The possibilities are absolutely endless, and it's all up to the person.
Yeah, as you said, endless possibilities with endless opportunities based on what people do with how they participate in the process. And, you know, what you're saying is so readily available and true, because I do know also from, you know, also participating in this business is that that we have with the bonus program, and I'll just, because, see, I always like to start at the top and then to be, you work your way down. See, because I don't work my way down, but I always like to start at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You got $1 million bonus program, people. And so for the people, some people might say, well, I don't know if I might be able to do all that I need to be able to do to get the $1 million bonus program. Well, okay, well, you know, that's no problem. I'm not going to say you don't know what you can do to be able to reach some, but I say that's at least know where they start, and then we work our way down. And then you figure out, based on what you can do, where you fit in the scheme of those things. And now when I say that, Gail, what I want to do is say real quick, and then we're going to move on so that we can cover a few more other things for today's program. But the bottom line is we're talking about there's a bonus program that goes from $50,000 to $1 million. Now, for people that want to participate, you decide whether a $50,000 bonus is that's the bonus that's good enough for you, or the $1 million bonus is good enough for you. But you know, but the bottom line is that whatever it is that you decide that you want, I'm not the person to say, well, you can't get what you don't want, and that's the same thing that
Absolutely.
You're saying. And so that you know, the people they determine what they're going to get out of it. But at least they know that that's the range.
That's right.
From 50,000 to a million.
That's
right. And you decide once you enter to that range what you're going to get.
How much you really want it.
It's there. You get it. Because, I mean, I already know me and my wife going to get. But, I mean, you know, but I'm saying I'm not here to. Tonight to be, as we would say in Louisiana, being braggadocious and all of that kind of stuff, is that, you know, I got to do what I got to do. And everybody's got to do what they got to do. I don't know how soon it'll happen, but I know it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. That's right. It's all about setting your goals. It's all about setting your life, you know. And as I reflect, you know, like I said, today's my birthday, and I'm just reflecting back and making plans on moving forward. Where do I want to be a year from now? You know, what am I going to do to get to where I want to be a year from now? How am I going to do that? What steps am I going to take? What do I have to do to step up my game? You know, and it is a time definitely for reflection and looking at that. And I know definitely I want to step up my game. You know, I have certain goals that I want to reach. And I'm going to reach, and you know, whoever wants to come along with me and reach their goals, come on, we'll do it together.
But nobody's
holding me back.
Hey, we're dealing with Gail's birthday show tonight. So, you know, hey, we're just talking, and no, we're not just talking though, but we're talking, and we're just letting it, you know, fly from the cuff. Tonight, as we talk, and you know, and it's just so good that as we talk tonight, and as you know, you're having your own show here on this internet radio platform as part of something, you know, that
pushed or you drag or you just say be there and this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just have to say publicly, you know, I really appreciate that push. You know, God puts people in your life that is there to you know, help to mold you and to guide you and to, you know, push you and make you kind of move beyond your boundaries that you set for yourself. You know, a year ago, who in the world would have thought I would be doing something like this? Not me.
Yeah.
Definitely not me. I mean, you know, I listened to your shows before. I mean, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's nice. He does it good. For years. I never thought I would be doing anything like that. In fact, the first time you approached me, what did I say? Who, me?
Yeah, right. I mean, we all go through that. I want to do this real quick. And as we celebrate your birthday, get my wife to come and give you her happy birthday wishes for you also.
Super happy birthday, Gail.
Thank
you. New York,
so
New York. I just got in from a powwow, so I've been gone most of the day. But I think it was a fantastic way to celebrate your birthday on the airwaves. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And all the support and everything that you've given me and the listeners and all the advice and everything. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm turning it back over to Saddam.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We did all of those, we call nice housekeeping rules. Nice housekeeping rules for the night. Hey, but as we wrap up, Gail, we need to bring people up to date on some things real quick.
Mm-hmm.
One is the coffee. Take it away. Talk about those for those people. When we say the coffee, we got our own coffee in terms of Zambu coffee that comes through what we're doing, and there's some great benefits from it, and not that we have a report from the whatever the agency is to say, well, they can stamp it and say, you know what, well, if you drink it, you're going to get this, that, and the other. But we all know how that works. But talk about those three main ingredients in the Ganovia coffee, if you can, real quick.
We have the Ganovia coffee, which is a healthy coffee, and people say there's no such thing as a healthy coffee. In fact, my son just said that to me. Well, there's no such thing as a healthy coffee. And I just went to go on and explain to him, you know what, Western medicine is not the only medicine that is out here, okay?
Okay.
I'm a nurse, and I'm saying that. Yes, I am a Western medically trained nurse, but I am also saying that that is not the only way out, you know? The Eastern... The Asians have been using Eastern medications and medicines for years, and theirs is very natural. They use natural herbs, and they use leaves, and they use, you know, natural things to achieve many of the same benefits that Western medicine achieves. So with our coffee, we have three extracts, cordyceps mushroom, the other one is from the goji berry, and the other one's from the Ganoderma mushroom. And these three mushrooms, they all have different properties, but all of them are super antioxidants. Which, of course, is very good for the body. And then, you know, one of them is said to have cancer-fighting properties, and another one is good for building up the immune system. And like I said, I'm speaking off. I'm not looking at my notes, so I'm just speaking from memory. But, you know, I could tell you, I am not a real coffee drinker. Yeah, you have met a nurse who is not a coffee drinker. I mean, that is like, everybody looks at me, you're a nurse and you're a drinker. Everybody knows nurses and doctors live off of coffee. But
right.
Not me.
Sure.
I didn't. I started drinking lattes maybe about 10 years ago or something. I was introduced to lattes. Okay? So,
I was in the military, and in the military, you know, they say you're a coffee drinker, but for some of us, We used to have this thing. We used to call it lifers juice. That those people that was in the military for 20, 30 years, I know it's patterns of them. They drank 5, 6, 7 cups of coffee a day. You know, but for me, I never got into it. I mean, I tried it for a while, but it had me too hyped up, and then and so I had to get off of it. But I mean, but when I was in the military, just going through the regimens and routines. I went the coffee route a while, but it was like, ooh, man, it just took me to another place. But
yeah,
anyway,
so
go ahead.
It can if it's very strong. Well, I got my first shipment of the Ganovia coffee this week, and I was very anxious to try it. You know, I know a lot of other people have tried other brands of the healthy coffees by other companies, and some say they have a mushroomy taste or a weird taste to it. So I frankly did not know what I was going to, what to expect, you know. And so, again, because I'm not a real coffee drinker, I have to have my little creamer. So I've got a Coffee Mate vanilla creamer because I like the flavors. And I have my Splenda. And I made my cup of coffee. I said, well, here goes. I was pleasantly surprised. I'm like, I don't have to go to Starbucks anymore. It was really good. I also didn't get that rush feeling. You know that feeling when you drink a strong cup of coffee with the caffeine?
Oh, yeah.
You know? I didn't. Now, like, we don't know exactly whether, you know, how much caffeine is in it, if it's less than a regular cup. All I can say is how I felt when I drank it. I'm not making any claims.
I didn't feel hyped.
I didn't feel, but it tasted good. And you know what? I did feel afterwards, because I had to do some paperwork, I did have that alertness, but it wasn't that. Oh, I can't explain the feeling that I have when I drink the regular coffee. I just can't. I can't put my finger on the exact wording.
I'll tell you, I'm not embarrassed. I'll say hyper. See, some of us don't want to say that, but I mean, but it was like, because I never really was. I mean, I never really was a real. I mean, I dealt with coffee in the military and that was stuff. But then when I had to go through another situation and then I would get coffee in the morning and some carrot cake, yeah, I was hyper.
Carrot cake.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the coffee and the sugar, the two of them mixed together, I was hyper.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So what you're saying, though, but see, the point what you're saying is that you was able to get the coffee and you still felt something in relationship to the caffeine, but it wasn't like something that just pushed you over the edge.
No, it was a nice. It was, first of all, it was an enjoyable cup, and secondly, I didn't have that rush feeling. You know, I was usually when I drink coffee, I have a little. I wouldn't say jittery, but that kind of, you know, that kind of feeling, I didn't have that at all when I drank this. But I did have that the alert feeling that, you know, you usually go to expect, you know, when you drink a cup of coffee. So I really like that. So I'm taking some to work with me tomorrow. I'm going to give out some samples, you know, a couple of people so they could try it and see how they like it, what they feel like, you know. And I'm going to definitely keep it there, and I will not be hitting that coffee truck. The man at the coffee truck will see me no more.
Hey, go for it. Hey, as we wrap up, you know, give out your blog address as I get ready to wrap up and, you know, closing music that we're going to put on for the night as we wrap up and go through here, because this has really been a great how-to and personalized segment in terms of just talking about product and using product as opposed to just getting people thinking that all we want them to do is to buy the product. So, but yeah, go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Your blog.
Well, this is, you know, being that such a special day today, I want everyone to visit my blog, which is myzamzubiz.blogspot.com. Okay? Leave a comment on one of my blogs or even fill out the request information form there. All of my listeners who are listening to this tonight or listening to the recording, you send that information, I will send you a party goodie bag. And yes, in that goodie bag, no, there will not be any cake or ice cream. But I will definitely send you a sample of the Genovia coffee so you get to see what we're speaking about. I will also send you a restaurant.com certificate to a restaurant in your area. You don't have to be from New York. It could be wherever you are. This is a restaurant certificate that is worth $25. So instead of you giving me a birthday present, I'm going to give you a present for me. And, of course, those who do not already have a free Zamzu site, I will throw one of those in, too, which is worth millions of dollars. Really, the potential is endless.
Hey, yeah, we got a call right here. Real quick, we got about 15 seconds left. Let's see if we can get this call in real quick. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Gail. Happy birthday. This is Betty.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
How
happy
are
birthday
you?
To you.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Thank you so much.
I was enjoying listening to the conversation regarding the coffee. Got to try to check that out soon.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Check it out, and I'll make sure I get you a sample.
Oh, okay, do that. And keep up the good work.
Hey, oh, it's so great hearing your voice.
Okay.
We worked together years ago.
Yes, we did.
We have stories. She probably could tell you a couple of other stories about me drinking that coffee from the restaurant across the street.
All right.
Okay, then.
Well, that's what this
have
is
a happy
about.
One.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good. Okay, hey, I'm going to go ahead and close this out, Gail.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Hey, wow, I mean, you know,
thanks
it's
for
10
listening.
O'clock at night. It's 10 o'clock at night, and I'm still thinking it's like about 10 o'clock in the day. But anyway, I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Okay.
You know, hey, I'm just on cloud nine about so many different things happening with the company and stuff that's going on is that our time is in front of us.
That's it. It really is.
You know, and we just got to go ahead and seize it. But it's in front of us.
That's it.
And with that said, let me let you go because I got some people's stuff I got to put together and
okay.
get to them. But the taxes for the night is over, so people get straight for tomorrow. But our time is in front of us. And hey,
okay.
I enjoy the rest of your birthday. You know, we love and appreciate you. Working with us, and, hey, I just wish the best for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cynthia, you got anything else you want to say to Gail before I hang up? Hold on a second.
I'm just so glad my husband had a chance to meet you at that convention. It's just been wonderful. Haven't met you face-to-face, but it's just been wonderful knowing you.
Oh,
that's
yes, it
blessing.
Has been, and I'm looking forward to the convention. In July,
yes,
I really
am. So it's awesome. And you had the best birthday ever. It's great to receive, but it's also great to be able to be a giver. So you did a great job in celebrating your birthday, being able to give.
Thank
so that's
you.
Beautiful. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So continue to enjoy.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
Take care. Talk to you later.
All right. Good night.